9-4 after 13 rounds. Has 2018 exceeded expectations for you?
To be honest, and I think you and I spoke about it early when I was given the opportunity, that we didn't go in with too many expectations. We went in, and it sounds a bit cliche, but went in and wanted to improve as the year went on. And I think we're still doing that. Maybe some of the results and the times we've been beaten soundly might look like improvement, but internally, the way we analyse things, we're seeing improvement every week from individuals and a team. So, I suppose we're exceeding those low expectations we had, or without putting too much thought into it early.
Yep. You're conceding around 56 points per game. That must be extremely pleasing. You have the third best defence in the competition.
Yeah, Tim Sherman's our backline coach, and he keeps reminding me of that. So, certainly the work those guys are doing is fantastic. And I had a quick look. We did a bit of an analysis at the end of round 12. Yeah, 12 o'clock group, while they haven't been getting the 4 points each week, their defensive efforts are certainly been really similar too. So it's good to see there's a consistent thing throughout the group.
Yep. You've got a one-game buffer now on Colac and Bell Park in fourth spot. And you run home, as much as there's no easy games in the GFL anymore, it's still a favourable one. Is that a fair way to label it?
Maybe 5 weeks ago you would have said that. But getting Joey's never an easy one, so we got them at St Joseph's this week. And then the way Newtown, they're flying at the moment. So to have those doing the next 2 weeks, and then everyone keeps suggesting that it may come down to a round 17 game between Bell Park and South Barwon for the final spot. So three out of the last five are super critical. And as we spoke about before the game yesterday, every side in the GFL is a chance to beat you if you don't come switched on. We didn't go with any huge expectation yesterday. We haven't developed to a sort of stage where we can go in expecting to win games. We go in with a plan to win them, but each one's going to be tough. And West, I saw, kick 6 goals in the last quarter yesterday. So when they get the footy on their terms, they're going to be really dangerous too. And Lara will have nothing to lose round 18. So we've got to make sure that we approach that one right too. And hopefully still got a bit of footy left in our season after that.
Luke Rayner says 12 wins will get you in. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, yep. He's a pretty good analyser of footy, I reckon. So I'd agree with that. I think 11... It's interesting when you look ahead a little bit. The sides that are all looking for that last spot or two in the five are playing each other a fair bit. So I think 11 could get you in, but it's going to be pretty exciting. If it's 11 wins get you in, then there's going to be some sides knocking off each other on the way through. So it's going to make for an interesting finish, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Faz, you've done a wonderful job. Great to see South Barwon re-emerge after a few years in the wilderness. We know the success they had through the first decade and even up to 2013 with all those premierships. But redeveloped with a lot of local kids and some savvy recruiting and positioning yourself for a return to finals for the first time in 5 years. Well done. Well done on the signing of the contract extension as well. And, potentially talking to you come September.
Beautiful. Thanks, Ian. Enjoy the day.